Doyle's budget office says all the new targeted tax cuts that take effect over the next couple of years will cost the state $178 million. The tax cut on Social Security benefits makes up the biggest piece of that. Republican lawmakers proposed a phased-in version of that cut in 2005, and the governor used his veto pen to make the tax cut take effect even faster. Delaying the tax cut now could help the state shore up some of its multi-billion dollar deficit, but the governor says he can't imagine the state would reverse itself.
If you have to raise tax revenue, there are probably better ways to do it than essentially tax Social Security. I'm not sure why we ever did it in the first place.
Doyle proposed the tax cuts on child care costs and health insurance premiums in his re-election campaign 2 years ago. The governor says he'd be reluctant to delay them now.
I'm only going to delay those if there is absolutely no other option, because those are exactly the things that help the families that need the help the most right now.
The governor has proposed tax increases in some areas, including one on hospitals designed to generate more federal Medicaid funding for the state. Assuming that works as planned, most hospitals would come out ahead. Doyle also proposed a tax on oil companies. Republicans killed both of those ideas last session, but they have a better chance of becoming law with Democrats now in charge of the legislature. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.